The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahai Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good afternoon, you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this afternoon you're joining us by way of the internet. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another matinee session of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And speaking of Big Blue Boosters, March 28th, mark it on your calendar right now if you're anywhere near a calendar. March 28th, 2026. The date for the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. It will get underway at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served at 6. Tickets are available. The individual tickets, just $50. And more information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. Our broadcast location is presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. This afternoon, we're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, where the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams will be taking on the Hanford Falcons in Mid-Columbia Conference basketball action. Our pregame show is presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And during the course of our broadcast this afternoon, you know that our three-point field goals scored by the Blue Devils, presented by our good friend, former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. You know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes the Perry wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And speaking of the three-point field goals, we want to thank George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. They will contribute $10 for every three-point make by the Blue Devil boys and girls this season. Our quarters will be presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters, specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. Our free throws will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is wwdailygrind@gmail.com. Our baselines and sidelines will be brought to you by our friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. And before we go any further, let us tell you, the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams opened Mid-Columbia Conference play last night in Pasco. Both the Wahai boys and girls defeated soundly by outstanding Chiawana Riverhawk basketball teams. The Wahai girls defeated 72-38. The boys lost 64-36. The Wahai girls now 0-3 on the season, but again, we have to emphasize what an absolutely brutal schedule they have had to begin this 2025-26 season. Blue Devils lost two games last week in Spokane to Lewis and Clark and Central Valley out of the Greater Spokane League, and last night a loss in their league opener at Chiawana. The Wahai boys come in today with an overall record of 1-2. Lost their season opener a week ago Tuesday here in the Wawhai Gym to a very good Lewiston basketball team. Bounced back last Friday and defeated Wenatchee on the road, and last night were defeated by Chiawana. Our substitutions will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco. They are located on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're looking to invest, why not do it with one of the best? Give Lawson a call. His phone number, 509-524-8277. And we are also happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. And our halftime report, as you all know, presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County. And during the course of that halftime report, we will feature halftime statistics that will be presented by our good friends, Wawhai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And our postgame shows this season presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And during that postgame show, we will feature our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game, and final statistics presented by our good friends, Wawhai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And during the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show, we are going to feature starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball. Also going to have a Coach's Corner interview with Wawhai girls basketball coach Mike Clark. But coming up next, an ESF Solutions player profile interview. We will have it for you when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile. It's presented by our good friend and Wawhai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by Shayla Creason, a senior member of this year's Wawhai Blue Devil girls basketball team. And let's first talk about the season. Of course, As we're conducting this interview, it's just two games into the 2025-26 season. Blue Devils coming up short in the first week of play, Shayla, losing to a couple of very good teams, Lewis and Clark of the Greater Spokane League and Central Valley of the Greater Spokane League. Now, granted, it was a tough night both nights, no question about it, because you're playing two outstanding teams. But in your opinion, do you think long-term this could be a benefit for the Wahigh girls?
Definitely. Definitely super beneficial. And we put up a fight both nights. And I think we learned a lot, and we came back to practice with a lot to practice and, you know, correct, because we have a lot of freshmen on our team and a lot of just people we need to lead, and just we're going to get better slowly.
Absolutely. And you talked about how the team competed. Now, up at Lewis and Clark last Thursday night, my goodness, it was anybody's game going into the third quarter. And the other night at Central Valley, the Blue Devils jumped out 15-9 in the first quarter. So there is a capability there. There is definitely a showing there that the Blue Devils, frankly, I think, can hang their hats on. Would you agree with that? Do you think that's something you can harness and just want to expand, as opposed to it lasting for just maybe a sequence or two or a quarter or two?
Oh, definitely. I think that we start with that energy, and we just need to keep it for until that buzzer goes out, and then we'll have those games in the bag, I think so.
And this year, you touched on it, the roster on this year's team, very, very unique, with five seniors, one junior, and five freshmen. That's almost unheard of these days, but how are the freshman teammates working out so far?
I love them. They're very sweet, and it is very good for me to learn to be a leader and to be inspirational, even if that's how I play. Maybe not the things I say, because I kind of keep to myself, but they definitely are out here to learn and be better, and it makes us a better team because we have that I think that strive to win, and we still have that energy.
And this is a sport that you love very, very much, if I'm not mistaken. This is a sport that you've been playing since the third grade. So what was it about basketball that seemed so special to you?
I think it started with the family time and playing with my brothers and my dad. But then it just grew from there because the teammates I met had in AU and in the YMCA. I've been with Bridget a long time, Corinne. And I just, like, could not quit at that point. It was just too much fun.
Now, did anybody in your family play high school ball, college ball?
They did not. They enjoyed football and swimming and tennis. So I'm the only one who kind of stayed with basketball.
Now, again, as we're conducting this interview, it's prior to the opening of Mid-Columbia Conference play. The Blue Devils scheduled to play this weekend at Chiawana on Friday and then host Hanford on Saturday. So is it hard to believe here we are still scratching the surface, or we're on the periphery of late December, but yet we're already into Mid-Columbia Conference play?
It's definitely exciting. All the good things coming up, Chiawana, Hanford, and Christmas. I think that that'll start us out and kind of remind us how hard we need to work, and then the games we need to win, we'll be ready to win.
Well, in the not-too-distant future, you'll be donning a cap and gown and going through the graduation ceremony next June, I believe it is. And once you leave Walla Walla High School, what is in store for you academically?
I'm definitely looking into going to college. I'm already a little ahead getting my associates at the community college. And I'm looking into MRI technology, so perhaps a program at Boise State, or going to get my bachelor's first, but it's all exciting stuff.
Yes, it certainly is, and I have no doubt that your future is going to be an exciting one, and I have no doubt we're going to have a lot of excitement during the course of this 2025-26 basketball season. And we want to thank Shayla Creason, a senior on the Wahigh girls basketball team, oh so very much for joining us for our player profile segment. And it was presented by our good friend and Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner. When our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And Head Coach Mike Clark, as we're conducting this interview, it is prior to the commencement of Mid-Columbia Conference play this weekend. Blue Devils scheduled to go to Chiawana Friday, host Hanford on Saturday. Let's take just a quick moment to look back at the first two games of this season. Boy, talk about a brutal stretch in a period of 48 hours, playing two teams from the Greater Spokane League, first Lewis and Clark, then Central Valley. The bad news is the Blue Devils come up short in both of those games. The good news is the Blue Devils at times showed a fair amount of spunk.
Yeah, it was really, both games were similar, where we played well for three quarters and then we have a little lull. And at the Lewis and Clark game, we're down by one with 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter, but we get good shots, we just don't hit them, and they hit a couple in a row, and we get down 10, and then it's a struggle to get back from there. But I thought I saw good things in that game. Played six or seven freshmen in that game, so they got a little time. They're going to get better. And then even I saw some improvements going in the CV game. Same thing, we played them fairly close for three quarters, but the second quarter was our downfall. We got outscored 17-2, and we just missed some layups and missed some assignments, and so we'll get better. And I'm really encouraged by this team has a lot of room to get better, and I think you'll see that this year.
And it's a case where a lot of young ladies on the ball club have to start with those baby steps, and then it's on to that advancement where they're getting those quality varsity reps.
Yeah, these freshmen have kind of been thrown into the fire because we've had some injuries and we had some people who didn't turn out, and so they've kind of got thrown to the fire at the varsity level. And they're a good group. They're coachable, and they want to be better. So that typically works out really well in the end.
And it seems like a group of young ladies that have
good attitudes and get along very, very well with each other.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic to have five seniors, five freshmen, and one junior. And I was a little concerned about that with team chemistry. It's been great. They're great kids. I am blessed to be able to coach these girls. And they worked hard during the games. They're working hard in practice. They're going to get better. It's just going to take us a little time.
And when I asked Shayla Creason, a senior on this year's Wahai basketball team, about the freshmen, she basically stated that she loves them.
Yeah, our seniors, we have five seniors, and they have all really stepped up to the plate. They knew that when they were freshmen, they had seniors help them, and they're giving these freshmen rides, and they're picking them up for practice, and they're taking them home. And the seniors, they're a credit to their parents and a credit to Walla Walla High School, because they're great kids and they're good people.
And going forward, some opportunities to take some leaps and bounds with the commencement of Mid-Columbia Conference play this weekend. And then there's going to be a couple of Mid-Columbia Conference games the following weekend.
Yeah, we jump right into conference play. You know, we only have two non-conference games and then one foundation game. Otherwise, with 18 league games, we don't have any other non-conference games. We jump into two really tough teams. We play two 4A teams right off the bat and start with Chiawana on Friday and Hanford on Saturday. So we'll be ready.
And the following week, I believe the new kid on the block will be making its foray into the Mid-Columbia Conference ranks, the Lobos of Sageview High School out of Pasco. And then the night after that, a trip to Hermiston.
Yeah, we get the next weekend, we get two 3A teams. So Hermiston is a good team. They're well coached. He does a really good job with them. So that'll be a challenge. And then Sageview, I know their numbers are low, but Sierra coached at Pasco. She's moved over to Sageview. So she'll do a good job. She'll bring them ready to play.
And you mentioned that foundation game coming up at the end of the month. That's something you focused on last weekend as a possibility. And earlier this week, it was confirmed there will be Blue Devil girls basketball on December 30th. Wahai will be opposing Lake City.
Yeah, we get these foundation games to get an extra game in this season. We have a long break without games, so it'll be really good for us to have a game on the 30th. It'll be a midday game because everybody's off of school, so it's kind of a fun way to celebrate the holidays and have a game when the girls are off from school.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. Coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Walla High boys and girls basketball teams on this Saturday about to take on the Hanford Falcons in Mid-Columbia Conference action. The Hanford Falcons coming in off of a forfeit victory over Sageview last evening. Meanwhile, the Hanford boys, an exciting overtime win over Sageview, a final score of 81-79. So Hanford, needless to say, coming into the Wall-High gym with a bit of pep in their step. The Blue Devils, in the meantime, looking to make amends for last night's failures in Pasco against two very good ball clubs from Chiawana. Our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show will continue in just a few moments from the Wall-High gym. First, we're going to step aside for a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, starting December 12th through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. Check out our Instagram and Facebook pages for your daily chance to win gift cards from many local restaurants and businesses. We have more new and certified pre-owned Toyotas than ever. They must be sold for us to get the units we need for the new year. No reasonable offer will be turned down. I know that sounds cliche, but just try us. May all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner. And with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. Wall-High boys and girls basketball teams on this Saturday to take on the Hanford Falcons. It's always nice during this time of the year to see former Blue Devils in the house. Earlier saw Mia Huxel and Carissa Oliveris in attendance during the girls' junior varsity contest. I might add it was a contest won by the Baby Devils. And we can also report to you in earlier action this afternoon, the Wall-High boys junior varsity also posting a victory over the Hanford Falcons. So the early returns looking good for the Blue Devils, and the varsity teams hoping to continue those winning ways late this afternoon and early this evening. We will continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show from the Wall-High gym after another 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the visiting Hanford Falcons, as announced by head coach Matt Kincaid. At guard, Abby Moran, 5 feet 5 inches tall and a senior. Georgia Frank at forward, 6'1 and a sophomore. Hannah Nelson at guard, 5 feet 8 inches tall and a sophomore. Claire Coates will be starting at guard. She is 5 feet 7 inches tall and a junior. And rounding out the Hanford starting lineup at forward will be Sarah Bowles. She is 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. Starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Mike Clark. Shayla Creason at guard, 5 feet 6 inches tall, and a senior. Gracie Pierce, who had a nice performance last night at Chiawana, will start at post. She is 5 feet 10 inches tall and a freshman. Lucy Billingsley will be at guard. She is 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Delilah Franzen
will get the call at a guard slash post. She is 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. Rounding out the Wahai starting lineup will be Corinne Hayes at post. She is 6 feet tall and a senior. The Blue Devils will be without the services of Bridget Boyd for this contest against Hanford due to tendon damage in her shooting hand, her left hand. She will be seeing a hand specialist this upcoming week, and let's hope, Blue Devil Nation, that it is not a serious injury as far as Bridget Boyd is concerned. Those are the starting lineups. They were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. And that's going to do it for our pregame show this afternoon. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back to the Wahai Gym for the start of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game between the Wahai Blue Devils and Hanford Falcons after we step aside for another three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls in just a few minutes will be taking on the Hanford Falcons in a Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. Now, during our Coach's Corner interview with Wahai girls basketball coach Mike Clark, we mentioned a December 30th game against Lake City. Well, as we were conducting the interview, it looked like that game was, in fact, going to be played on December 30th here in the Wahai Gym. But unfortunately, that contest
has been canceled. So, in fact, there will not be a Wahai Girls contest on December 30th here in the Wahai Gym against Lake City. So the only non-conference action during the upcoming Christmas break for the Wahai Boys and Girls will be a boys contest against Cheney on December the 23rd here in the Wahai Gym. We'll be back for the start of this contest after we step aside for a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. Through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. No purchase necessary. The most frequent comment from our customers is about how easy it is to do business with us. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice on your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Our first quarter this afternoon presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The Wahai Blue Devil girls about to take on the Hanford Falcons in the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Saturday. The Blue Devils coming off a loss last night at Chiawana and hoping to bounce back and pick up their first win of the season. The Blue Devils coming into play this afternoon with a record of 0-3 overall. Delilah Franzen will jump center for the Blue Devils. She'll be opposed in the center circle by Hanford's Georgia Frank. Officials' whistle sounds, the ball in the air, and the tip control by Hanford, and we are underway at 3:27 on this Saturday afternoon. Frank with the basketball at the high post. Turnaround shot is not close. Too strong, and the rebound off to Creason. Shayla with a pass in the front court to Billingsley. Transition land put up and good! Beautifully done in transition. Creason to Billingsley for the deuce. And the Blue Devils up 2-0. Hanford in possession of the basketball for the second time in the ball game. A triple team down low. The ball knocked away from Frank. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Hanford basketball. The Falcons to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court with 15 seconds on the shot clock. Ball knocked away, stolen by Corinne Hayes. A nice job by Corinne to knock the ball away. Creason in the backcourt to Billingsley. Billingsley on the near side to Franzen. Franzen into the lane, throws up a runner, and it's no good. Just a little too strong on that one. And the rebound comes off to Hanford. It was taken by Moran. Moran with a basketball. On the dribble, pass on the near side to Nelson. Back out to Moran. Almost lost it, but recovered it near the midcourt area. Moran on the dribble against Billingsley. On the far side to Coates. Coates will drive near side, bounce it near side. Moran, a three on the way, is going to be off the front of the rim. Rebound comes off
to Hanford. It's taken by Frank, and then the ball is lost by the Falcons, taken by the Blue Devils. Hayes with a pass in the front court to Billingsley, and in transition, Lucy Billingsley scores again. Holy Toledo! The Blue Devils getting it done in transition and lead 4-0. A minute and a half in to the first quarter. Double team pressure at the midcourt area, and a timeout called by Hanford prior to a knockaway on the part of Creason. And with 6:28 left in quarter number one, Wahai 4, Hanford no score. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
As we get back into play, a nice backdoor play on the far side by Hanford. A lovely pass in to Georgia Frank, who cuts to the goal strong, lays the ball up and in, off an assist by Coates. And the Blue Devil lead sliced in half. It's 4-2. Billingsley near a corner. Here's a shot put up by Pierce. It is no good. Rebound inside taken by Franzen, and the putback is realized for Delilah Franzen. And the Blue Devils lead by a score of 6-2. We're just over 2 minutes in to the first quarter of this contest. And delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Saturday. And a 10-second violation. That time Moran in the backcourt dribbling to the midcourt line. And she was a bit nonchalant. And a 10-second violation on Hanford gives the ball back to the Blue Devils. And Creason to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, far side, far corner, Billingsley. Three on the way is rattling home for Lucy. 7 first quarter points for Billingsley, and the Blue Devils lead 9-2. A loose ball in the backcourt taken by the Blue Devils. Hanford turns it over. Hayes inside for Creason. Turnaround shot just a little short, and the rebound knocked out of bounds on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. The ball knocked out of bounds, and it will go to Hanford. Blue Devils to pick up in the backcourt, leading 9-2, just over 2.5 minutes in to the first quarter. Pass in the midcourt area, taken by the Blue Devils. Here is Billingsley, far side Franzen. She'll drive in, put up a lay-in and miss it. Rebound deflected out of bounds by Hanford, and it will be Blue Devil ball. Wahai to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court with 5:16 left in the first. Blue Devils 9, Hanford 2. Lucy Billingsley to inbound the basketball. Far side Creason. Creason hands it off to Billingsley. Three from the far side is off the rim. Hustling for the rebound is Franzen. Gets it up top to Corinne Hayes. Hayes against the Hanford zone. Off to Billingsley. Billingsley near side to Pierce. Pierce looking to drive on Frank. Shoots over Frank and scores on the near baseline. Gracie Pierce. Beautifully done. 11 to the Blue Devils. A pass inside, knocked away by Gracie Pearson, out of bounds. Knocked it away from the intended target, Frank. And Hanford will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. In the far corner, shot for three by Nelson. Is off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected near side. It's run down at the midcourt area by Moran. Now it's off to Nelson. On the near side to Moran. Moran fumbles the ball out of bounds near side, and the Blue Devils will get it back with 4:34 left in quarter number one. And a zip zone Conoco substitution into the ball game. Molly Franklin for the Blue Devils. She replaces Kayla Creason. 11-2 the Blue Devils. We are 3.5 minutes in to the first quarter. Franklin with a basketball. Near side to Billingsley. Bouncing on the baseline for Pierce. The ball is by Gracie and out of bounds, and the Blue Devils turn it over. Moran gets it in to Nelson. Here's a pass in the front court, easily stolen by Pierce. Now to Corinne Hayes. Hayes stops between the rings. Bullet pass inside for Franzen. Far wing to Billingsley. Free throw line extended. Lucy up top to Corinne Hayes. 17 on the shot clock. Corinne will drive on the far side. Lay in put up off the glass, and that's all. And the rebound comes off to Hanford, taken by Nelson. Nelson into the front court, pass on the near side to Frank. Frank passes it inside, ball knocked away by Hayes, but recovered by the Falcons. Moran with the basketball, now it's off to Nelson. Nelson on the dribble out front, 13 and counting on the shot clock. Far side with the basketball is Moran. Dribbles to the free throw line. Shot just inside the free throw line is blocked by Billingsley and taken by Franklin. Molly down the far side. Gets it off to Franzen. Franzen reverse laying inside. No good. There for the offensive rebound is Pierce. And Gracie Pierce lays the ball up and in. Gracie Pierce with four. The Blue Devils up 13-2. A knockaway in the backcourt by Billingsley. But the ball recovered by Hanford. And a knockaway on the far sideline on the part of the Blue Devils, and Hanford will retain. And a zip zone at Conoco substitution, Maddie Olivares into the Wahai lineup for Corinne Hayes with 3:18 remaining first quarter. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update, and a nice one it is. Blue Devils 13, Hanford 2. Falcons in possession of the basketball. Here is Nelson. High post to Morgan Kaiser, and she's going to be called for a travel. The ball back to the Blue Devils, who will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in backcourt. Scoreboard update presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with one of the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Olivares bounces at high post to Pierce. Shot on the way is good for Gracie Pierce. My word, Gracie. Awesome here in the first quarter. Grace has not been a disgrace for the Blue Devils here in quarter number one. It's 15-2 the Blue Devils, and a foul on the Blue Devils in the midcourt area. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Delilah Franzen, and that is the first foul of this contest. And Hanford will inbound on the far sideline. The ball into Nelson. Nelson with a basketball, dribbles to the near side, looks to bounce it inside, and does so with a basketball is Frank. Shot put up inside by Kaiser after getting the pass from Frank is not close. Billingsley far side to Franzen. Up top, Billingsley spots up for a three. Yes, ma'am! Lucy Billingsley in double figures here in the first quarter with 10. The Blue Devils up 18-2. 2:05 and counting the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Moran drives near side, throws it up. It's too strong, and the rebound off to Franzen. Here's Delilah into the front court on the dribble. Franzen on the far side to Pierce, and Pierce will travel with the basketball and the ball back to Hanford. The Falcons playing this contest without one of their outstanding players, Olivia Rica, who blew out her right knee earlier this season. A tough break for Coach Kincaid and company. No doubt about it. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Laney Hand has checked in for the Blue Devils. And a zip zone Conoco substitution for the Falcons into the ball game is Eve Maychek. She's a junior, a 5'8 guard. Hanford in possession of the basketball. Near side, Maychek. Closely guarded by Hand on the near wing. 17 on the shot clock. Looping pass inside for Frank. Frank puts it up and off the mark. A heartbreak for her, but she is fouled. Fouled on the play by Delilah Franzen. And to the strike for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, Georgia Frank. The free throw, good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Into the game, Corinne Hayes. She is in for Delilah Franzen. Another free throw attempt, another Walla Walla Daily Grind try for Frank, and it is good. Wahai 18, Georgia Frank 4. 1:34 and counting left in the first quarter. Franklin near side to Olivares. Between the rings to Billingsley. Far side to Hayes. Corinne Hayes driving far side and has the ball knocked away and out of bounds far side. The Blue Devils will retain with 18 seconds on the shot clock. Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Billingsley to inbound for the Blue Devils. Bounce pass inside, finds Corinne Hayes. Shot put up no good, but a foul is going to be called. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your fresh nature foods. Out of bounds play of the game. A nice pass from the baseline by Billingsley hits Corinne Hayes. She cannot score, but she is fouled. And the free throw by Corinne rattles home. Last foul was on Maychek of Hanford. And zip zone Conoco substitutions for both teams. Mikhail Lawyer has checked in for the Blue Devils, and in for Hanford is Ashley Porter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Corinne Hayes is up and good. Corinne Hayes in the scoring column, and the Blue Devils leading 20-4. With the basketball is Frank. She'll try for three near side. It's off the back of the rim, and the rebound comes off to Hayes and Maychek. Held ball. Blue Devils will benefit from the alternating possession. Ball into Franklin. Three-quarter court press put up by the Falcons. Hayes off to Franklin. Near side to Hand. Hand on the wing. Off for Franklin. Three on the way from the near side. Is off the rim, no good. Long rebound comes off near side to Maychek. We're in the final minute. Time remaining at first quarter. Wahai 20. Hanford with four. Pass inside. Knocked away by Hayes. Near side. Taken by Franklin. Back to Hayes. Hayes into the front court, driving on the far side. She'll throw up a runner off the glass and off the iron, and Corinne is fouled. And that foul is called on Moran. That's two team fouls aside, and Corinne Hayes back to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The Western Colorado soccer prospect to be. Puts the first Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt through the cylinder, and the Blue Devils lead 21-4. Second attempt by Corinne. Rattles in and out and stays out. Rebound off to Hand. Hand will dribble to the far side. Get it on the wing to Franklin. Up top Hayes. A three straight away. Yes, ma'am! Oh, baby! What a first quarter for the Blue Devils. A Bruce Reed three gives the Blue Devils a 24-4 advantage. A pass inside off the hand of the intended target, Kaiser, down in the low block. And the ball back to the Blue Devils on the Hanford turnover. The shot clock is off. And the Blue Devils possess the basketball. Long three, far side by Hand. Going to be an air ball. But it's going to be deflected out of bounds by Frank. And it will be Blue Devil basketball. Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Ball to be inbounded by Corinne Hayes. Loops it up top for Oliveris. Now to Hand. Hand will bounce it inside. An errant pass taken by Hanford. Taken by Kaiser. 6 seconds left in the quarter. Moran near side with the basketball. Picked up by Hayes. Throws up runner. It's blocked by Hayes. Deflected to the near sideline. Goes out of bounds with 6/10 of a second remaining in the first quarter. Hanford to inbound. Moran to get it in. Loops it in. Goes through the hands of Kaiser to Oliveris. Here at the end of the first quarter. Wahai 24. Hanford 4. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment.
A lot of zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils during the timeout period. The Blue Devils will start the second quarter with Creason, Lawyer, Pierce, Hayes, and Billingsley. Hanford inbound to begin the second quarter. Ball knocked away by Billingsley, and Hanford will retain. Lucy coming very, very close to getting a steal. 2 seconds into the second quarter, but not quite successful, but still a fine play on her part. Hanford looking to inbound. Moran gets it in to Frank. Georgia Frank. Far side, Maycheck. Maycheck looks to bounce it for Frank. The ball is stolen by Pierce. Now it's off to Billingsley. Billingsley front court, near side. Lawyer spots up for a three. Good! The defense rests. Holy Toledo! Another Bruce Rhee three for the Blue Devils, their fourth here in the first half, and the Blue Devils lead 27-4. Hanford in possession of the basketball. Here is Frank around a pick by Moran. Gets it in the lane for Kaiser, and Kaiser is going to be grabbed and fouled. Fouled on the play by Creason. And Hanford inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Moran to do the honors. Near side, Maycheck. Three on the way is around and off, no good. Rebound fought for, taken by Hayes. Hayes into the front court, stops. Gets it inside for Creason, and Creason will lay it up and in. It will not count. She is called for a travel. Hanford inbound in the backcourt after the Wahigh turnover. Here is Moran into the front court with a basketball against Lawyer. Far side, it's Moran, closely guarded by Lawyer. Gets it up top, Kaiser. Kaiser will drive on the near side, throw up a runner. It is blocked, but she is fouled. Foul on the play. Foul on the Blue Devils. It's called on Corinne Hayes. A couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws upcoming for Morgan Kaiser. Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt by Kaiser. Up and good. She got them both. Kaiser makes two free throws, and it's 27-6 in favor of the Blue Devils. We're just over a minute into the second quarter. Far side, Billingsley with a basketball. Lucille drive into the lane. Stop. Get it up top. A three on the way by Creason is good. Deck the halls with a Blue Devil trail. Shayla, la, 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 la. Shayla Creason, a Bruce Rhee three, and it's 30-6 in favor of the Blue Devils. The Blue Devils doing to Hanford right now what Chiawana did to them last night in Pasco. Kaiser gets loose inside, and she is fouled down in the low block by Corinne Hayes. That's two on Corinne Hayes. And back to the stripe for Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, Morgan Kaiser.
Sorry, Patty.
First free throw is in and out. A heartbreak. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Molly Franklin back for the Blue Devils for Shayla Creason. And re-entering for Hanford, Hannah Nelson, and she is in for Ashley Porter. 6:20 left in the second quarter, 30-6 the Blue Devils, now 30-7 the Blue Devils as Kaiser makes the second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Franklin front court, near side to Hayes. Corinne holds the ball high overhead, one dribble, off to Pierce. Gracie Pierce will drive near side and stop, bounce it near side to Lawyer. Lawyer to the wing, skip pass up top to Hayes, inside for Pierce, and Pierce will put the ball up and in. Gracie Pierce in the middle of the lane scores. She has 8 points in the contest. A 30-second timeout called by the Blue Devils with 5:52 remaining in the second quarter. Wahigh 32, Hanford 7, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
A Zip Zone Conoco substitution during the timeout period. Matty Olivares has re-entered the Wahai lineup. Blue Devils leading 32-7 over the Hanford Falcons with 5:43 and counting left in the second quarter. Here's a shot inside by Kaiser. It's no good. She follows her own, and she is fouled. That foul is on Olivares. And Hanford will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Moran to get it in. Pass in, knocked away by Olivares. And it's loose, almost taken by Pierce. Now it's taken by Billingsley. Billingsley down the near side. Left-handed lay-in, missed it. Rebound off to Nelson. Nelson into the front court for the Falcons. Drops it off near side to Moran. Looping pass inside for Kaiser. Knocked away by Pierce, taken by Lawyer. Now it's off to Franklin. Franklin down the far side on the dribble. Bounce on the far side to Billingsley. Billingsley into the lane. Now it's off to Matty Olivares. Near wing to Gracie Pierce. Pierce off for Billingsley. 15 and counting on the shot clock. Near side, it's Lawyer. Lawyer in the lane for Pierce. Pierce to the goal. Puts it up. No, but she is fouled. Nice execution in the half-court game by the Blue Devils, and that foul is called on Maychek. And Gracie Pierce to the stripe for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Gracie Pierce coming off a 9-point performance last night at Chiawana. At the moment, she has 8 in this ball game. Now she has 9. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is good. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Raylan McNeil has entered for the Blue Devils. Pierce's second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is short. And the rebound taken by Hanford. Now a tie-up. Olivares tying up Maychek, and the ball will go back to the Blue Devils. Wahida inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Billingsley loops it in for Pierce. Pierce top of the key to Olivares. Matty Olivares. Now to Lucy Billingsley between the rings. Lucy Billingsley. Hanford in the lady-to-lady defense. Far side, it's Pierce. Gracie Pierce. One dribble, throws up a runner with the left hand, off the glass and off the iron. She is going to be fouled. And that foul is called on Kaiser of Hanford. And Gracie Pierce back to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. And no, this is not a recording. 4:38 left in the second quarter. 33-7, the Blue Devils. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Pierce. On its way. Missed it. Off the back of the rim. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Hanford. Claire Coates re-enters, and she is in for Maychek. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Gracie Pierce. Seeking her 10th point of the ball game. And it comes to fruition. 4 in the quarter for Pierce. She is the Blue Devils' co-leader in scoring. Lucy Billingsley had 10 first quarter points for the Blue Devils. 3 from the far side missed by Hanford. Billingsley gets the rebound. Lucy up top with the basketball after a couple of passes near side. Now it's Gracie Pierce. Inside for Franklin. Franklin will lay it up too hard off the glass. Good looking play, but the finish not there. And Kaiser gets the rebound. Into the front court is Moran for the Lady Falcons. Near side to Nelson. Nelson against Franklin. Dribbles near side. Bounce pass inside. With the basketball is Frank. Shot inside. Blocked. It is taken by Olivares, and a grabbing foul is going to be called on Hanford. And that foul was whistled on Frank. That's her first personal, frankly speaking. Ball inbounded to Billingsley. Your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight. Scoreboard update, Wahigh 34, Hanford 7. Near side with the basketball is Olivares. Goes cross court to Billingsley. Free throw line extended. Three on the way is good! Another Bruce Reed three. Lucy Billingsley with a baker's dozen. 37-7, the Blue Devils. 3:27 and counting left in the second quarter. Hanford in possession of the basketball. Blue Devils in a lady-to-lady defense. Looping pass in the lane, taken by Pierce, then knocked away by Hanford, knocked away by Pierce. Pierce to the other end, and she'll lay it up. No, but she is knocked to the deck and fouled by Moran. 3:14 remaining in the second quarter. Gracie Pierce to the free throw line. Her first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is no good. Missed it off the front of the rim. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Shayla Creason back in for the Blue Devils. She replaces Lucy Billingsley. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Pierce. In the air. Good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Hand re-enters for the Blue Devils, and she is in for Pierce, who exits the game with 11 points in the ball game. 38-7, the Blue Devils. Moran with a basketball. Moves it near side for Frank. Gets it inside for a lay-in put up and good by Kaiser. Nice entry pass from the near side by Frank, and it's 38-9 in favor of the Blue Devils. Inside of 3 minutes, time remaining in the second quarter. Pass inside, Olivares. And Olivares going to be called for an offensive foul after getting a pass on the far side. They rule a wraparound, and the player control foul will give the ball back to Hanford. Made the reverse lay-in, but it doesn't count because of the offensive foul called, and that is the second on Olivares. 2:47 left in period two. Blue Devils 38, Hanford Falcons 9. Near side with the basketball is Frank. Against Hand, inside for Kaiser. Kaiser against Olivares, puts it up, too strong. Franklin with the rebound. Franklin down the far side. And she loses the basketball. Moran with the basketball, goes down the far side for Hanford. She is cut off by Franklin. Now gets it up top. Long three straight away by Kaiser. Off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Frank. Far side, Moran. Moran with a basketball. Hands it off up top to Coates. Coates inside for Kaiser. Shot around Olivares, no good. Gets her own rebound. No. Was unable to get the rebound. And the ball in the possession of Franklin. Franklin down the far side. Throws up a runner. It's an air ball. Saved in bounds by Franklin. Incredibly to McNeil. McNeil is going to be tied up on the near side by Kaiser, and the ball will go back to Hanford. 1:54 left in period two. Good hustle on the part of the Blue Devils, despite Hanford reclaiming possession of the basketball. Here comes Moran for Hanford. Far side to Frank. One dribble. Top of the key. Jumper on the way. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound deflected. Taken by Olivares. Maddie Olivares in the backcourt. Off to Franklin. She is picked up by Nelson. Near side to McNeil. McNeil will drive along the baseline. Has the ball knocked away. It's taken by Hanford. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. And the foul is going to be called on whom? Going to be called on McNeil of the Blue Devils. And that is five team fouls in the quarter on the Blue Devils and will mean free throws for the Falcons with 1:25 remaining in the second quarter. Blue Devils 38, Falcons 9. Kaiser at the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. She is the only Falcon to score here in the second quarter. The first attempt is up and good. Zip zone Conoco substitution for Hanford. Porter is back. and she'll replace Moran. Another try for Kaiser. Morgan, a 6'1 junior forward. That attempt missed, and Carissa Oliveris with a rebound. Here is Franklin with a basketball. Bounce a pass to the far side for Creason. It is stolen by Hanford, stolen by Porter. Near side to Nelson, throws up a runner off the glass, off the iron, and the rebound is going to be claimed by McNeil far side. McNeil down the far side on the dribble, going to take it coast to coast, goes into the lane, has her shot blocked, ball saved in bounds by Hanford. It goes off of hand and out of bounds. It will be Hanford ball. 58 and 9-tenths seconds remaining in the second quarter. 38-10 in favor of the Blue Devils. Nelson passing the near side to Frank. Frank against Oliveris. Gets it on the wing. Shot near side by Coates is no good. Rebound deflected far side. Taken by Nelson of Hanford. She'll bounce it inside for Frank. Shot over Oliveris. Off the rim and the rebound off the hand. Now to McNeil. Far side for Franklin. Franklin runs it down on the baseline, passing the far wing McNeil. Now it's up top to Hand. Hand into the lane, has her shot blocked and volleyballed out by Kaiser. Blue Devils keep possession, and a travel is going to be called on Hand at near side. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Back into the ball game, Lawyer for the Blue Devils, and she replaces Franklin at 19 and 6-10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. 38-10 in favor of the Blue Devils. The shot clock is off. Nelson around a pick. Far side. Here's a three-pointer on the way. It's going to be short on the part of Frank. Another follow by Hanford. That one is no good. And the rebound off to the Blue Devils. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here is Creason far side. And she will lose the basketball far side. And that will bring the first half to an end. And here at the halftime, the Wahai Blue Devils, 38. The Hanford Falcons, 10. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report. After a 2-minute timeout, you're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls leading the Hanford Falcons here at the halftime break by a score of 38-10. Our halftime report presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street
in Walla Walla. And we begin our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report with Halftime Statistics, presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. The scoring in the first half for the Blue Devils, and very balanced it was, Kayla Creason with three, Mikhail Lawyer with three, Gracie Pierce with 11, Lucy Billingsley with a Baker's Dozen, Delilah Franzen with a deuce, Corinne Hayes with six. The Blue Devils, 13 first-half field goals, six from Bruce Reed range. The Blue Devils, 6 of 10 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils were called for 8 personal fouls. For Hanford, Frank had 4 points in the first half of play, and Kaiser with 6. Hanford just 2 field goals in the opening half, neither one of them from three-point territory. Hanford, 75% from the free throw line, 6 out of 8, and the Falcons were whistled for 6 personal fouls. Halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Wahai 38, Hanford 10. We'll continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through. Whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent, financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson are committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management is ready to help. Visit them at 102 West Main Street. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls leading the Hanford Falcons 38-10 at the halftime break. It appears that barring an absolute utter disaster, the Blue Devils are well on their way to their first win of this 2025-26 season. We continue our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report by telling you that on March the 28th, all the Blue Devil Nation will be gathering at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds for the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction, set to begin on March 28th at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served at 6. The proceeds will benefit Walla Walla High School Athletics, and we strongly encourage you to get individual tickets, or perhaps your business would like to participate. In any event, whether it be you as an individual or you as a businessman or woman, we would encourage you to get more information on the upcoming Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction coming up on March 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. And that's going to do it for our halftime report. It was sponsored by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. And our halftime score, Wahi 38, Hanford 10. We'll be back with the second half of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game after we step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on AlaskaAir.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahi Blue Devils minus Bridget Boyd, leading the Hanford Falcons minus Olivia Rica. Blue Devils 38, the Hanford Falcons 10. Bridget Boyd out due to tendon difficulties in her left hand. She will be seeing a hand specialist next week, and we're hoping for all the best, obviously, hoping that Bridgie is not out for too long this 2025-26 season. On the other hand, the Hanford Falcons, you talk about horrible, horrible misfortune. Olivia Rica, expected to be the team's leading scorer this season, a 5'8 senior guard, blew out her right knee recently, and she is lost for the season. Certainly a discouraging development for Coach Matt Kincaid and his Hanford Lady Falcons. But perhaps more so because his team trails at the present time 38-10 as we ready ourselves for the second half of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. And our third quarter this afternoon is presented by our good friend, former Wahi athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. And we want to send out a happy birthday wish to Wahi girls basketball coach Mike Clark. Information passed on to me earlier today by one Corinne Hayes. Coach Clark, about 16 minutes away from achieving a very nice birthday present, compliments of his team as Lucy Billingsley drives near side and she is grabbed and fouled, attempting a shot inside, and that foul was called on Kaiser of the Falcons. Lucy Billingsley will be shooting two. The first Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is good. Lucy with a game-high 14 points in the contest. And the Blue Devils up their lead to 39-10. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind try is also good. Hanford with its first possession of the second half. Moran with a basketball. Up top for Coates. Bounce it far side to Nelson. Up top for Moran. Far side Coates. Three on the way. Going to be an air ball from the far wing. Saved in bounds beautifully by Nelson to Moran. Nice hustle play on her part. Knock away, but the ball recovered by the Falcons. Kaiser with a shot far side. It's up and no good. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils, and it will be Hanford ball.
Hanford inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Moran to get the basketball in. Does so for a short one near side that is up and no good for Frank. And we're going to have a rebounding foul called. Actually, an offensive rebound claimed by Hanford and a foul called on Gracie Pierce. That is her first. Kaiser, who collected that offensive rebound to the free throw line. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is no good. We're 43 seconds into the third quarter. 40 to 10. Now 40 to 11. The Blue Devils. Here come the Blue Devils. Lucy Billingsley across the midcort line. Bounce at high post to Hayes. Backdoor pass for Franzen. Reverse lay. It is good! Holy Toledo! What a play! Just basic stuff. The back door works beautifully. Corinne Hayes, a bounce pass to Franzen. And ever so gracefully, she lays the ball up and in. A reverse attempt on the part of Franzen. A miss by Hanford. Blue Devils the other way. Here is Franzen coast to coast. Lays it up and in! Delilah Franzen, 2 points in the first half. She has four here in the third quarter. And here's an errant pass by Hanford from the far side. Coates pass picked up by Franzen. Near side shot put up and in. And she is fouled! Let me say it again. Holy Toledo! All Franzen all the time in these last few moments. And Delilah Franzen, after hitting that shot in deep on the right-hand side, is fouled. She will step to the free throw line for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, looking to complete a three-point play, and she does! 47-11, the Blue Devils. Just over a minute and a half in to the third quarter. Moran with a basketball. Near side to Coates. Blue Devils in a zone. Far side, Nelson. Nelson will throw up a runner. It's in and out, no good. A heartbreak, and the rebound deflected multiple times. Taken by Hanford. A shot far side by Nelson, and Nelson is fouled. 6:11 left in the third. Nelson to the stripe after being fouled by Gracie Pierce. That is her second. Nelson will shoot two. Free throw is banked in. Bank is open on the weekend. The first point of the night for Nelson. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt. High arching shot is well off the mark and a lane violation called. And the ball back to the Blue Devils as Nelson encroached. If it were volleyball, I believe they would call it a foot fault. The ball back to the Blue Devils. Statistically, a turnover and not a missed free throw attempt for the Falcons. And here in inside by Franzen. Delilah strikes again. Gets loose inside and scores. 9 in the quarter, 11 in the game for Delilah Franzen. The Blue Devils up 49-12. Hanford in possession of the basketball. Skip pass near side to Nelson. From Coates, but it hits the Washington Trust Bank baseline, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Here comes Lucy Billingsley. Bounce at high post for Pierce, had the ball knocked away, recovers it. Now to pick by Hayes, she'll attempt a top of the cheek, jumper, and it's in for Gracie Pierce. She has a baker's dozen, 51-12, the Blue Devils. 5:20 and counting left in the third quarter. High post, Kaiser with the basketball, lost the basketball. Loose ball taken by Hayes, pass in the front court for Billingsley, and Billingsley will leave the lay-in short, gets her own rebound, and scores! Timeout, Hanford! 5:05 remaining in the third. Wahai 53, Hanford 12, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls in dominating fashion leading the Hanford Falcons. 5:05 left in the third quarter. Wahigh 53, Hanford 12. Multiple Zip Zone Conoco substitutions during the timeout period. The Blue Devils going with Franklin, Lawyer, Branson, Hayes, and Hand. Hanford in possession of the basketball. Up top, it is Moran against the Blue Devil zone. Moran passing the near side. With the basketball is Maycheck. A three on the way, going to be an air ball and go out of bounds. Maycheck cannot connect from the near side. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Ball inbounded to Lawyer. Okay, a front court. Bounce it high post to Hayes, and a lovely look inside for Franson. She cannot score this time, but a beautiful bounce pass inside by Corinne Hayes. Delilah left that lay-in just a little short, and Hanford in possession of the basketball. An errant pass taken by Lawyer. Looks to bounce it into the front court. It's taken by Moran as she went to the deck. Did Lawyer. Here's a three from the far side. It is missed by Maycheck. Loose ball on the near side. It is knocked out of bounds by Corinne Hayes. A hustling Corinne Hayes. And the ball stays with Hanford. Your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahigh 53, Hanford 12. 3:48 and counting left in the third quarter. Here's Moran driving far side. Throws up a runner off the glass and off the iron. Rebound is fought for, and we're going to have a held ball called. Hayes tying up Kayla Davis. And Hanford will keep the ball on the alternating possession and inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. The running clock is in effect here in the Wahigh Gym. Moran bounces it inside. Can't see. Got Maddie Olivera standing in front of us. And will she sub into the ball game? She will. And she replaces Corinne Hayes. The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you want to invest, please do so with the best. Give Lawson a call. 509-524-8277. Here's a three out front by the Falcons. Off the back of the rim, no good for Claire Van Tress. The Blue Devils in transition. Land put up and missed by Franzen. And we're going to have a rebounding foul called on the Blue Devils. And that is called on Hand of the Blue Devils. That's the third in the quarter on the Blue Devils. The first on Laney Hand. Hanford basketball. Near side, it's Moran. Blue Devils staying in a 2-3 zone. Maycheck in the far corner. Driving is Davis. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound off to Hand. Now it's Olivares. Maddie Olivares, far side to a driving Molly Franklin. She scores with a beautiful drive from the far side after accepting the pass. She is in the scoring column, and the Blue Devils lead 55-12. 1:45 and counting the time remaining to be played in the third quarter. Hanford basketball, 13 seconds and counting on the shot clock. Near side with the basketball is Porter. Lost the ball near side to Hand. Off to Olivares. Now to Lawyer. Near side Franklin. Jumper on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Moran of the Hanford Falcons. 1:20 and counting left in the third. 55-12, the Blue Devils. You heard me right. 55-12, the Blue Devils. A nice knock away by Lawyer. Moran recovers the ball in the backcourt. Passing the near side to Maycheck.
11 seconds on the shot clock. High post with the basketball is Porter, and a grabbing foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. And that foul is called on Hand. And a zip zone Conoco substitution, Raylan McNeil checks in, and she is in for Delilah Franson, who had herself a marvelous third quarter. 11 points in the game, 9 here in the third for Delilah Franson. 37 seconds and counting left in the third quarter, 55-12, the Blue Devils. Knock away near side by Hand. Nice active hands to knock the ball away from Van Tress, and Hanford will inbound in front of their bench along the Washington Trust Bank sideline, near side. Ball into Moran. Moran cut off on the baseline, double team on the baseline, bounces a pass on the near side to Davis. Now it's on the far side to Maycheck. Three on the way, going to be short. Will it go out of bounds? No, it is saved by Davis magnificently to Van Tress. And Hanford keeps the possession alive. A three out front missed by Moran. The ball saved inbounds by Hanford to the Blue Devils. And the third quarter is over. And after three, Wahai 55, Hanford 12. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devils leading the Hanford Falcons in this girls' basketball game, 55-12. Now 58-12 is at the outset of the fourth quarter. Lawyer drains a Bruce Reed three from the deep far corner. She prosecutes her way into the scoring column. She has a half dozen in the game. Had a three in the second quarter of this contest as well. 58-12, the Blue Devils. A shot inside by Hanford is no good. And here come the Blue Devils in transition. Franklin down the near side. And she will lay the ball up and in. 60-12, the Blue Devils. Near side, Nelson with a basketball. High post to Kaiser. Kaiser has it knocked away by Lawyer. It's taken by Franklin. Blue Devils in transition again. Pass on the far side. Land put up put McNeil, or by McNeil, I should say. And Raylan just a little out of control. She is called for traveling far side. And the ball back to the Hanford Falcons. We're 1 minute into the fourth quarter. 60-12, the Blue Devils. Hanford in possession of the basketball. Moran. Couple of dribbles to the wing. Still on the dribble against McNeil. Drives far side. Throws up a runner. It's off the back of the rim. And the rebound off to Franklin. Molly Franklin down the near side. She is bumped and fouled by Nelson of the Hanford Falcons. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline in front court. Just to the right of our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. In the near corner, here is Lawyer. Couple of dribbles. She'll go into the lane. Nice move on Kaiser. Puts it up just a little short, and the rebound comes off to Hanford. The ball taken by Van Tress. Here is Moran into the front court. A pass inside, knocked away by Hand, but taken by Kaiser. And Kaiser knocks Hand to the deck, but they're going to call a foul on Hand. Thought Kaiser threw an elbow there, but they're going to call the foul on Hand, which is a little bit of a surprise. Some frustration on the part of Kaiser, but she gets away with it.
That's the third personal on hand. The first in the quarter on the Blue Devils. Pass inside. Shot put up and missed by Georgia Frank. Long rebound near side. Run down by the Falcons. Taken by Van Tress. Far side, here's Moran spotting up for a three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound Kaiser, put back in the lane, no good. Another attempt for Hanford, and this one is good on the part of Nelson. Nelson with her first field goal of the game, the third, just the third field goal of the game for the Hanford Falcons. 60-14, the Blue Devils. 5:13 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Hand near side with the basketball, bounces it inside for Franklin. Lane put up and missed. And the rebound off to Nelson. Nelson to Moran. Moran front court on the dribble. Down the near side. Drops it off on the near side for a three-point attempt by Frank that is short. But there for the offensive rebound and put back is Moran. Moran scores 60-16 in favor of the Blue Devils. Near side Lawyer with a basketball. Top of the key hand. One dribble. Shot on the way. Is around enough. No good. And the rebound off to Moran. Moran, front court. Moran, near side. Looks to hand it off. Cannot. She is double-teamed. That's the ball knocked away by hand. The ball taken up by McNeil. McNeil down the near side for the Blue Devils. Bounce pass inside for Franklin. Shot blocked. Gets it back. Gets it up top. Oliveras. Top of the key jumper is off the glass and good. And she is fouled. Oh, my goodness. Maddie Oliveras with the field goal from the top of the key. And she is fouled. She is fouled by Frank. Going to rule a two-point field goal for Maddie. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Martinez into the contest for the Blue Devils. And a substitution for Hanford into the ball game is Ella Wilde. Wilde into the contest for the Falcons. Clock stops on the foul. 3:52 left in the fourth. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Wall High 63, Hanford 16. They're going to rule that was a three-point field goal. And Carissa Oliveras completes the rare four-point play. Wall High 64, Hanford 16. Falcons in possession of the basketball. Far side, it's Moran. Moran against Martinez. Off to Nelson. Back in the corner, Moran. Three on the way by Moran. Going to be short. Rebound taken by Hand. And she'll bounce it to Lawyer. Lawyer down the far side on the dribble. Stops in the far corner, Martinez. Martinez along the baseline. And she stepped on the baseline. And the ball back to Hanford. The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, why not with one of the best? Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Zip zone Conoco substitution for the Falcons. Sarah Bowles into the contest. Just under 3 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. 64-16, the Blue Devils. Here's a lay-in inside, put up and missed by Bowles. Hanford gets the rebound. Bowles inside has the ball knocked away and out of bounds by Oliveras, and the ball will stay with Hanford. Falcons inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. The first is Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Porter back in for the Falcons, and she'll replace Moran. We go inside of 2.5 minutes. Time remaining, fourth quarter, 64-16, the Blue Devils. Porter to inbound. Bouncing inside, shot put up and good by Bowles. Well done by the Falcons. Bowles scores her first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 64-18 in favor of the Blue Devils. Inside here is Oliveras for the basketball. Tries a reverse lay-in. It hit the bottom of the backboard, and we're going to have a held ball called inside, and the alternating possession favors Hanford. That out-of-bounds play just moments ago, had it not been for the opposition, that could have easily been our Fresh Nature Foods out-of-bounds play of the game. Hanford in possession. Blue Devils up 64-18. 90 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Bowles saves an inbounds near side after having the ball knocked away by Oliveras. It comes to Martinez. She has the ball stolen by Nelson. And a pass up top, going to be stolen by McNeil. McNeil down the near side. Bounce it in for Martinez. Ball deflected. Recovered in the lane by Hand. Shot put up no good. And the rebound off to Nelson. Nelson front court on the dribble. Near side it's Porter. Shot put up and no good. Rebound off to Hand. Now to Martinez. He'll bounce it in the front court to McNeil. McNeil into the lane. Throws it up off the glass. No good. And the rebound off to Nelson. And the ball knocked out of bounds by McNeil. And the ball with Hanford. Or stay with Hanford, I should say. As the ball comes into Nelson. 40 seconds and counting left in the fourth quarter. 64-18, the Blue Devils. And a kick ball on the far side. Hanford will retain an inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline. In front court, free throw line extended. Far side. Ball into Nelson. Down to 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The shot clock is off. Got a knock away at the free throw line. We're going to have a held ball called. Alternating possession favors the Blue Devils. And I think that is going to do it. Down to 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. And that will be that. Final score. Wahai 64. Hanford 18. We'll be back with our Chevelle Construction postgame show after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. Test drive any new or used vehicle and get a $100 Visa gift card, no purchase necessary. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner. And with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls have just defeated the Hanford Falcons by a score of 64-18. Now welcome you to our post-game show presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We begin our girls' post-game show with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. Well, on a day like this, you could just about take your pick. Lucy Billingsley had 10 first-quarter points for the Blue Devils. She ended up with a game-high 17 points. You could look at Gracie Pierce. She had 9 last night, 13 in this contest. Delilah Franzen had 11 points. She had 9 in the third quarter. 3 Blue Devils in double figures. We're going to give the award to Lucy Billingsley because she set a nice tone in that first quarter with 10 of her game-high 17 points. And for her efforts, Lucy Billingsley is recognized as our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game. We now continue our Chevelle Construction post-game show with final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahia alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for the Blue Devils, Molly Frank with 4, Kayla Creason with 3, Kayla Lawyer with 6, Gracie Pierce, 13, Lucy Billingsley, 17, Delilah Franzen, 11, Corinne Hayes, 6, Maddie Oliveris with 4, the Blue Devils, 23 field goals in the game, 8 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils, 10 for 14 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils were called for 13 personal fouls. 4, Hanford, Moran with 2, Frank with 4, Nelson, 3, Bowles, 2, Kaiser with 7. Hanford limited to just 5 field goals in this ball game. They did not connect from three-point range. Hanford, 73% from the free throw line, 8 of 11. The Falcons were called for 8 personal fouls. And our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahia alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. And that's going to do it for our post-game show on the girls' side. It was presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. Again, the final score, Wahia Girls 64, the Hanford Falcons 18. We will commence our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on the boys' side with a player profile interview. We'll also have a coach's corner interview with Wahia boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler and more. We will commence our boys' pregame show from the Wahia gym after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.